This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. At last night's Batesville City Council meeting, some properties in Batesville went on the condemnation list. There was an ordinance adopted accepting some land into the city of Batesville territory, and the city of Batesville decided to abandon a portion of Allen Street near Townsend's. At last night's council meeting, a public hearing set for August 10th to consider the abandonment of a portion of Allen Street from the north line of Stadium Drive to the south right-of-way line of Union Pacific Railroad. It will allow Townsends to have better control of traffic coming in and out of their facility. An ordinance also adopted accepting the annexation of certain territory to the city of Batesville, a tract of land north of Main Street close to Lawson Drive. Also a tract of land on the northwest corner of White Drive owned by Nicholas and Bethany Sloan, and that tract of land where the Arkansas Department of Human Services call center will be located. The council also decided to condemn four properties in the city, one located on Lee Street, a couple on Case Street, one on 20th Street. Each owner has 30 days to get their property up to code. If not, condemnation will move forward. And finally, the City Council will consider an amended animal control ordinance at its next meeting on August 10th.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Elsewhere in news, an Augusta man drowned Tuesday in the Buffalo River. Authorities found 21-year-old Justin Clark around 1 p.m. downstream from Grinders Ferry. Fellow visitors to the area said Clark complained of leg cramps just before he disappeared in the water. A theft of property charge has been filed in Independence County Circuit Court accusing 33-year-old Jeremy W. Collins of stealing a car. The court information said Collins, along with an unidentified female, came to the William Flynn residence and took Flynn's 1998 Mercury Mystique. Collins has been placed on a $30,000 bond. Also in circuit court, 42-year-old Timothy W. Brock of Sulphur Rock has been charged with theft by receiving and being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, a felony as well. Court records say on July 24th, he was reported to be causing a disturbance at an Independence County residence, firing a pistol in the air and apparently under the influence of a controlled substance. Documents say he left before police arrived, apparently was involved in a traffic accident, drove away from that scene. Located a short time later by State Police Corporal David Jones and Deputy D. Robbins, when they took him into custody, they recovered a handgun in the vehicle that Brock was driving. Turned out to be a .357 Magnum that had previously been stolen in the county. Brock's been placed on a $100,000 bond. And 32-year-old Shannon L. Tate's been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with illegally entering a county residence on July 22nd and taking a number of controlled substance pills. Tate has been charged with residential burglary and possession of a controlled substance. His bond, $2,500. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.